Next is item I. This is a action item, the budget for fiscal year 15-16. This is a budget request for the trial courts, and we welcome Judge Lori Earle, co-chair of the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, Zlatko Theodorovich, co-chair of that committee, and I believe maybe joining us, not Sean Landry from YOLO. Thank you.
Just, you know, Chief, I'm no longer the co-chair.
No.
As the rules have changed, and I am staff and ably to the chair of the Budget Advisory Committee, Judge Earle.
Thank you. I recall this, and as part of the change, and this used to be a working group, and now it's an advisory committee composed of PJs, former PJs, and CEOs. Thank you.
I think it's a good evolution of the group as well.
Thank you.
Hopefully you're all as comforted as I am that I'm on my own on this now.
I know I am.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief, members of the council. We bring to you a recommendation to approve the preparation and submission of a fiscal year 2015-16 spring budget change proposal to the Department of Finance for trial court non-sheriff provided security. As you recall, when criminal justice realignment occurred in 2011, funding for sheriff-provided security was transferred to the counties. Mm-hmm. And as a result, trial courts' base budgets were reduced by the total amount for sheriff-provided security. However, some courts continue to receive funding for security costs that were not provided by their sheriff's department, costs for things like private security contracts, court attendance, marshals, to name a few. Currently, county-provided sheriff security receives growth funding from the trial court security growth special account to cover their increased cost. However, courts that have costs associated with non-sheriff-provided security have not received any such growth funding for their increased costs. In preparation for our request to submit a budget change proposal, a security survey was sent to all courts that have non-sheriff-provided security to develop a cost justification to support the intended budget change proposal. Once that survey information was received, it was reviewed by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee. We discussed three options, which appear on page 2 of our report. Ultimately, the Budget Committee unanimously voted to approve option 3, and that is that a spring budget change proposal be submitted to the Department of Finance that essentially maintains security levels at fiscal year 2010-2011 with a cost estimate of approximately $2.7 million. And the committee does not bring to you today a request for specific growth percentage. We will bring that back to you in the fall. So today we're asking for approval for the budget change proposal to maintain security funding level at fiscal year 10-11 as sheriff security has done.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yes,
thank you, Judge Rosenberg.
Thank you, Chief. Just a question about where the money comes from. In other words, if this would be a budget change proposal, is this our highest priority?
It is for those courts that bear these costs and have incurred these costs since 2010 and 11, and it turns out to be 39 courts that comprise that $2.7 million estimate.
Have we done any evaluation with regard to other budget change proposals that should be considered?
Not for the spring. As you might recall, we do bring you a recommendation for budget change proposals for the next fiscal year. This is for the current year.
Thank you.
This would be in addition to what was submitted to the administration as part of the September process.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't see any further hands raised on the issue. It is an action item. I invite a motion. Thank you. Who made the first motion?
Nadler.
Judge Nadler, and I heard a second by Judge So. Any further discussion on this? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed to the motion and recommendation? No. Matter passes unanimously. Thank you, Judge Earl. Thank you, Slotko.
Point of clarification, that was for option three.
Yes, as indicated.
Noted. Thank you.